You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Farchive, the podcast feed that I use to put all different types of interviews and archival stuff and anything that really feels appropriate on here. This podcast that we are listening to today is one of two you'll get this week on this feed, as well as one over at the Curtain Jerkers feed. So you can check that out if you are not a subscriber to that. Definitely go subscribe if you're into film and wrestling, because we'll be talking about Andre the Giant and The Princess Bride, a classic. This podcast was originally up on Father's Day, and then due to some issues with my podcast feed, I had to take it back down and put it back up. So now we're later in the week, so I say happy belated Father's Day. But the reason I had put it up on Father's Day initially was that it's a father and daughter that I got to interview. It's Daniel Roebuck and his daughter, Grace Roebuck. Daniel, you might know from things as much as Harrison Ford's Fugitive. He's a major role back in that, so he's been around for some time. I know him mostly from Don Coscarelli and Rob Zombie films. But he's also been doing a variety of other stuff where he directs and produces. And his daughter co-directed a movie called Lucky Louie with him. And that movie is now out streaming. And you can follow the links in the show notes if you want to go check that out. And it's a faith-based film, but don't let that scare you, because generally, you know, I'm not a big fan of faith-based films. I have very little faith in faith-based films. Generally, but this was a pretty fun one, kind of wholesome fun in that Hallmark movie way, but with some life lesson stuff, so I could see where it fits into the faith-based world. But it's not really anything that will pound you over the head with any kind of ideology or anything like that. It's just a fun movie. I would call it a comedy, a family film. There's some thrills, some chills, some crime. But overall, it's just a really good time, and I think they did a great job. And here you're going to hear an interview that, like most of the ones in this feed, is rather unedited. But I had originally started editing it, and then I found it rather endearing, the stuff I was cutting out, because it was highlighting the fun interactions of a younger daughter who is clearly much more tech-savvy and an older father who is clearly not. And so it was kind of fun to listen to the podcast without too much editing. So I decided to go back and put things back in. So it's either basically like I normally do. It's rather unedited. It was originally going to be a video interview, but unfortunately Dan had to do the interview while on the road. And that was where some of the technical aspects were coming in issues, because, you know, service isn't always perfect. It's really fun. I got to talk to them about living here in the Lehigh Valley, which I did not know that's where Dan Roebuck was from until I watched the film and saw 69 News and Shoe Fly Pie and a variety of things that were extraordinarily Pennsylvanian. So we talk about that, and it's a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it. And without further ado, here are the Roebucks.
My dad, I just got home. My dad texted me they should be on within like 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. Then just take your time. Once he gets ready, we'll start. That sounds good.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You guys are on the East Coast right now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then they're on the East Coast, but I'm on the East Coast. I take a red eye tonight. So it's just a lot of, but I usually live.
You usually live on the West Coast, but you're over here for now. Because I'm in Philly. I'm actually right south of you guys. If you're
really? Yeah.
Right now.
They should be in like Lehigh Valley right now.
Yeah,
which is where my parents are from.
I live in the lower Lehigh Valley. So yeah, I don't live far. I didn't realize you guys were from around here until I watched the movie and I was like, Schenkweiler, 69 News? Wait, hold on.
How many news stations are 69 News?
There aren't many, I don't think, and they're very specifically all here in like Lehigh and Berks County that I've ever seen. So I was very like And the fact that, like, you guys were eating shoe fly pie, I'm like, okay, you got to be from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. My great grandmother literally, like, spoke Pennsylvanian Dutch. It didn't make any sense. It sounded European, but it also sounded like she was making it up. Yeah, like, I was being a kid.
Like, yeah.
I was like, I don't think she speaks another language. I think she's going crazy.
Yeah, it's some form of German, but not really, right? I mean, like,
yeah. Truly. But, like, shoe fly pie is such a thing that I always liked. But now, like, my fiance, I was like, we have to try shoe fly pie. And I had him try. And he was like, no, not for me. It's a very, very unique palate for people.
Yeah, if I were to tell people, hey, I'm going to make you a pie where most of the ingredients are sugar and molasses, and that's essentially it, they would be like, what? But yeah, I mean, that's
really, that doesn't sound that good.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. So did you grow up out here on the East Coast or did you grow up out on the West Coast?
So I grew up in LA, but my dad and my mom both grew up in Bethlehem. So my mom would take me and my brother every summer for almost 2 months. So I spent a large amount of time there because I have family still dispersed throughout Pennsylvania and Maryland and New York area. So I feel like part of my childhood was there because we would be there for so long.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. I was just curious because I saw that you're like I said, I didn't realize your dad was from out here until I watched the movie. And then I was like, so I looked up, I was like, oh, he's from Bethlehem. And then because I'm from Jersey originally, but like my family's mostly from Pennsylvania on my dad's side. And we live like I live like kind of halfway between Allentown and Philly.
Yeah.
So I'm not far from Bethlehem at all. Like, 35 minute drive maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, oh man. And so, you know, I'm watching St. Luke's Hospital, like all these things. I'm just like, oh wow, this is very, very Pennsylvania for me that like, I don't think a lot of people would necessarily pick up on if you're not from here, but they were all like very like, yeah. Cause I don't remember anybody distinctly saying that's where you were. Except that they talked about Bethlehem, but not there. Just like they said something about, the Bethlehem Hotel. That's what I heard.
Yeah. It's and I was even like, do we write more lines in it? It is funny though because in the next movie that my dad directed called The Hail Mary, I just produced it. It's we filmed in Lehigh Valley, but like halfway through the movie, they say something because basically it's kids at a school and. In one part of it, they are playing Bethlehem. So I was like, wait, where are they? Like, where is this school? And they're like, Ohio. And I was like, wait, what? Like, they're like, didn't you read the script? I go, yeah, I do not remember it being Ohio. Like, I thought maybe it was just like another town in Pennsylvania. And they were like, no, we're in a different state. So it throws me off sometimes, but I do feel the same way where people are like, oh, that has to be that area because they're eating chili cheese dogs and shoe fly pie.
Right. Yeah. Well, I grew up eating chili cheese dogs in Jersey, but the Bethlehem, I think of Yakko's, you know, Bethlehem.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. So yeah.
Yakko's and is it Potsies or Pots? That's my favorite. I like that one too. They're kind of a tie.
After those, like, they have like the smallest little standalone shacks.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you're like, how do you fit a restaurant in that shack?
No, truly. That's another thing too, where like my friends are like, you know, first it's shoe fly pie and then they're like chili cheese dogs. I'm like, I don't know. It's just like, it's what they do. Right. You know, I feel like in LA, it's like the equivalent of a breakfast burrito. Like everybody thinks they have the best breakfast burrito.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that's very regional. But it's funny because I've actually never been to California. So my wife got family out there, and actually one of my wife's uncle was one of Lemmy from Motorhead's best friends. He lives in Orange County now.
Yeah.
But it's funny. So like I have family out there, but like I've never actually gone out to see them. I've just never been out there.
Yeah, it's definitely, we still have our June gloom, but it kind of lasted all of May too. So I think people here are kind of chomping at the bit for it to get summary, but it's crazy to see all these air updates back there in New York City.
So it was really bad.
Like Blade Runner.
Wednesday night into yesterday. Oh, and now we're on a code yellow, which is the best it's been because it was actually on that purple on the verge of like,
yeah,
which is like the worst.
Yeah.
Very close. But I have friends up in Ontario, Canada. It's been like this for 2 weeks for them. So,
jeez. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally looks like, at first I saw a photo on the news or social media and I literally thought it was like a still from a movie. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, no, I'm watching the news. Wait, what is?
Well, it's funny. People have been putting superimposing the Godzilla into the New York skyline because that's what it looks like, that haze and stuff. And
yes.
It's like, oh, geez, that's scary.
That's exactly what it looks like. I'm traveling to, technically, I'm going to Baltimore area first before Pennsylvania because my dad's mom, we're having an 80th birthday for her. So everybody's coming out, but you know, it's supposed to be outside and everything. I'm like, are we allowed to be outside? We might want to take breaks inside.
It's the first day where it's kind of like, yeah, go out, go ahead and do stuff, you know? So
yeah, that's nice. You just feel bad for people who like have to work in that.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's crazy. My son just finished eighth grade, you know, and but the high school graduation was that night on Wednesday, and they still had it outside, but they sent this email out saying it was going to be a shortened version of the ceremony because they didn't want people out there for more than 30 to 45 minutes, you know.
Right. Right. No, that's scary. It's just so we get like what do they call it? The San Andreas winds? No, wait.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. They might have, I know that there might be another name, but it gets so, I mean, you literally think you're in the movie Twister. Like you go to your car and I'm not really, you know, I'm not by the beach and I'm kind of by mountains, but not really. So it's just so funny when we do have it, like no one knows how to drive. No one knows what you go driving and it's like all the palm tree fronds are like taking up the road.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I'm like, this looks like Jurassic Park. Anything that looks cinematic is usually not a good thing.
That's probably true.
Hopefully, but you see, we do something different in Bethlehem. We make it look, you know, it's like doing, like making what La La Land does here, where people are like, oh, I know that place. Yeah. I went on a date there. You know, it's that like nostalgic.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lot of that in this, you know, as someone who lives in this area, you know, is recognizing things. And I was like, pretty sure I've driven past that graveyard, you know, like I'm like, like that church looks familiar. You know, I'm not from Bethlehem proper, but, you know, I'm close enough. And I have family that from that area. But like, you know, mentioning Schenkweilers, which is really cool. I don't know how familiar you are with Schenkweilers. It's the oldest drive-in in
yeah.
So that's really cool.
It's such a cool spot. I mean, like drive-ins aren't really a thing out here, which is so sad because we have really good weather for it. So I never really it's probably because land's so expensive here. But no, we would always go, we would sometimes go to Becky's, but we would always go to Schenkweiler's. And I remember like watching War of the Worlds at a very young age at the drive-in and maybe being like, I don't know if I want to watch this movie. And like fireworks going off like in the distance from some like 4th of July party.
That sounds about right. I mean, you know, you have Becky's and Schenkweiler's that are basically right down the road from each other. And then about a half hour from there, we have Mahoning Drive-In, which is really cool. And they play all 35 millimeters. So it's like old.
Really?
Yeah, so that's really cool too. And actually the people who just bought Schenkweiler's, because Schenkweiler's previous owners weren't going to be able to keep it alive. And the couple that bought the Schenkweiler's now, the guy from the couple had to actually help program and work over at Mahoning. So he's trying to bring some older stuff too. And get some
throwback. Yeah. So, I mean, I like when they do that, you know, like, I really do wish we had drive-ins here, and we had one that was probably an hour away and it closed recently, which is sad because it'd be like, okay, we can go to a drive-in and it's there and an option. But the idea of having, I think that's what would bring more people there, is showing older films. Like, it doesn't have to be black and white, but like, show Boogie Nights, show like old PTA movies.
To show you, send you guys the link afterwards, or you can look up. But Mahoning, what they do is all it's they don't do anything new, so every weekend has a theme. So like, every Memorial Day weekend is all zombie movies. Every oop, it looks like your mom and dad are here. I'm gonna hit admit. I
Oh,
just
there's
got
Sammy.
to admit them. So the Tammy Robach reference here. So hit admit. So it should be hopping on.
I can never find where the like camera button is, and it always takes me so long. And I'm like, I want to be seen. Don't worry, I just can't find the
Work.
camera option. Connecting the audio. Hello.
There we go. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Here. Trying to get out. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Sorry about this.
No worry, no worry.
Is we can you see?
I cannot see.
Can you see me?
No.
All right, I see just a picture of Tammy. That's not me. How do I tell it to?
Bottom corner.
I'm sorry.
Microphone on the bottom
Oh, yeah.
left, there's a microphone that and a video button. If you hit the video, it should get around.
Yes, I'm sorry, we're on a phone and
Oh,
none
okay.
of that is here. Justin, I apologize. We've been traveling. I just don't know why this isn't working. Tammy, would you pull over? Because this is driving me a little nutty. We're gonna, no, there's a gas station right down there. Justin, we're gonna try to get this right for you, buddy.
Okay, I should have just met with you in person if I'd realized you were in Bethlehem. I'm just down in like Quakertown area.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. That's
Well,
where I live. No, I live right off the Quakertown exit of the Turnpike.
kidding.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't realize
I don't.
you were local to here till I watched the movie, and I'm like, Schenkweiler, 69 News. Wait, hold up.
Your whole life. Now, this may not be working because this app is on, Dan.
Yeah, let me just.
I'm gonna. We were having Justin. I'm gonna try this. I wasn't. Download.
Here, start video. There we
Okay.
go.
There
There
you
we
go.
go.
There we go.
That's me.
Nice.
All right. My so, we're on the road. We were just here in Fake Mayberry, Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Oh,
wow.
Should I do it like this? Is this better?
Yeah,
We're in
you
Mount Airy, North Carolina, getting ready for some things. And I'm sorry, so we're traveling now to my mother's 80th birthday, where Grace is leaving tonight to come. And Justin, we're
starting with a temporary
it's
cavern.
a little crazy,
Okay.
but I'm glad you're here and I'm here and
We're
Grace is there
grateful to be here. So
and ready to go.
sounds good. So right here, I'm just gonna I'll this is where we'll actually start the video. So hey, I'm here with Grace and Dan Roebuck from the film Lucky Louie. And you might know Dan from about 3,000 other movies. And Grace is now, I guess, been producing a few things, and this is your directorial debut, right?
Yes.
Very, very cool. So I want to talk about the movie, and I want to talk a little bit about some other stuff as well. But we'll start with Lucky Louie. It seems like it was a family affair, both you two directing and writing, as well as I saw your wife Dan on the producer credits. And did I see a fourth Roebuck in there somewhere?
Yeah, there's a Buster Roebuck who plays me in the flashback. We have he's done that a few times in other shows. He has informed me that he will no longer play me in pantomime. Either gets lines or he doesn't play me.
Yeah, that's his writer. It's on his writer now.
Yeah, that's what his writer. But Tammy, my wife, produced and directs her own stuff. And she produced us and she also edited the movie.
Very
So
cool.
it is a family affair. And there's something to be said for that, so that we could make the movie with as little not interruption, but as little, when there's too many cooks,
everybody has an opinion, and we work together very well. So that works out great for us.
That's awesome. And, you know, Dan, I'm familiar with you, obviously, from a lot of stuff. For me, specifically, as a big genre guy, Rob Zombie and Don Coscarelli movies is where I know Dan Roebuck from.
Yeah, thank you. That's I've been very lucky, haven't I, that I'm in the Disney Channel one day. I'm in a Don Coscarelli movie. I make a Faith movie. Then I'm in a movie made by Rob Zombie. I kind of like the diversity of that. And I like that I have opportunity to play so many different kinds of characters.
So Grace, this is your first time directing, but you've been involved in production for a few other things before this?
Yes. So on Getting Grace, I was a production assistant. And when we would do shorts here or help friends, I would always kind of do whatever had to be done. And then Lucky Louie was the first one I directed, and we wrote that. And then when we did Hail Mary, I produced it, and then also had to be, because that's what happened. And then on the last one we did called Tuesday Slew, I was just like, I was on vacation. I was like, oh, this is what it's like just doing one job as a producer, which is already crazy.
Yeah. She stays busy.
Do you do any acting as well? Have you been on screen at all?
Grace?
No, that's the bane of my existence. Yeah. I'm the opposite. As much as my dad loves the spotlight, I do not really like that.
Me? That way. Justin, do I seem like someone who loves the spotlight?
I mean, I'm going to go with yes, because you have a lot of credits. I mean,
I have such
enjoy being in films, on TV as well. So
I do enjoy it, and it's true. My children, I always laugh. I don't think they knew I was an actor. I'd be like, look, I'm on TV. And my kids would be like, they just didn't care. That's part of, I'm sure if you're the president, your kid doesn't care you're the president. They just don't. They don't know how hard it is to get stuff done. But Grace certainly knows how hard it is to get stuff done. But I've always taken the kids with me to, to create stuff. If we have the company, I'm sorry, kids, or someone, is that someone calling through? Can you see me, my friend?
I never lost you for sound, but then we just had a frozen picture for a minute. But that's okay. We're good. You're good now.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Is this on camera, or do you only use the audio?
Well, because of our technical difficulties, I think we're going to stick with just audio when I put it out.
All right. I apologize.
No, it's not a worry. I can do both. It's never a problem for me at all.
All right. Well, maybe you get some on camera. They can figure it out.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm
saying that we all
much worse than this. Don't you worry.
We always brought the kids into what we were doing and gave them an opportunity to be creative. And I think that was good for our family to have that experience together.
Yeah, that makes sense. And whatever kind of stuff that you're passionate about, bringing your family into it is great when you can. I mean, I run a film festival. I do all different stuff. My wife plays roller derby. We do a whole lot of different stuff, and the kids are always involved with that. And it's, I think it's important to kind of do that stuff as a family for sure.
Yeah.
Where's the film festival? Can I ask?
In Pottstown, at the Ringing Rock Roller Rink. Probably only about a 45-minute drive from you in Bethlehem area, so I'm going to have to get you out this year.
In Pottstown, we always go to – is Boyertown by Pottstown? Boyertown
is literally the town in between me and Pottstown. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, we're up in Boyertown a lot for my friend who owns Zimmer's Pets, Kevin.
Oh, Zimmer's Pets is? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, an old – a long-time friend and – friend of the family and supporter of these movies that we make. So you get it. Now, it's interesting because
I just lost your sound.
Hola.
Make it as big a Hollywood movie as we can. Real quick, even though we're making it a small town.
Real quick, we just lost your sound for a minute, and I just got you back in. You know what? Let's try turning off your video if you can, because maybe it'll come through clearer as sound. I'm just.
Wondering. I see.
Don't worry about it.
This is Tammy's idea that this was workable. I'm throwing her under the bus.
It's not your fault. It happened.
The problem is, he's driving. I don't know how to do that. So you got to pull over,
Tammy. We're good. No. Just keep going. So you were just saying that you started saying you get it, and then I kind of lost you. So you were just talking about, you know, I guess kind of like.
We make the movies in a small town, but we try to make some big Hollywood movies. You know, we do everything. We do all of our finishing work in Hollywood. So the sound is top notch. The coloring is top notch. And locations are top notch. So that's important to me. If we're making these movies in a small place, that it should still look like a big Hollywood movie.
And it definitely does. And if I can also kind of piggyback on that, one of the things for me, so I'm a pastor's kid myself. I was born and raised in the church, and my mom's a pastor up in North Jersey. I bring that up to say, I know this is a faith-based production, and it premiered on Channel of Peace, and it's, you know, but I bring that up to say, after growing up in the church world, sometimes skeptical of the faith-based movie production, because some of them, to be frank, suck. And I was very impressed by it not feeling like a. I'm not going to put other production companies out there and give them a hard time, but some of the other production companies that do faith-based films that I roll my eyes hard at, and so going into the film, I was a little bit skeptical, and you won me over pretty quick with the feel of the film. Obviously there's still a faith-based message in there, but it's not a bang you over the head with the Bible thing. And I appreciate that. Even though I personally have a faith, I don't necessarily like movies that are overtly preachy in that way, or that have the production quality that tends to go with some of those worlds, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's unfortunate. Gracie wouldn't want, no, nor would I, but I know from the beginning, Grace, we always talked about, didn't we, not making a preachy experience, but making a entertaining experience that has a faith message. Honestly, those just so many of those movies preach to the choir.
Yep.
And I don't know how you can entertain other people. I'm not. Grace and I have a different point of view on the kind of movies we want to make. I like making these movies. We like making other movies too, but we never want to make a movie that people don't want to watch. We want to make a movie that people do want to watch. Grace, am I right?
Yeah, and I just think sometimes those faith films can feel very claustrophobic. And you know, kind of like you're put in a corner and you're forced to watch this. And I just didn't want to make something that felt like there was a hidden agenda, that it was clear, but it was also so subtle where, you know, people who maybe don't have those faithful aspects in their life could still enjoy it and not feel that same like suffocation of, why am I watching this? We kind of wanted it to like sneak up on you in a couple ways where you'd be like, oh, I forgot. I thought this was a movie about a bank robbery. I forgot we're in a church now, you know?
Yeah, I think part of it is you create characters, which we were very blessed to have these characters come out of our head. But you create characters who belong in that world. And that's the first way that it makes more sense.
So if there's a guy who obviously is involved in his church as well as his community, and he teaches Bible study, then he's going to, you know, have a point of view that's going to direct his life toward that, the things in that Bible. It's just jarring when you watch a movie and they're, you know, it's the firemen and all the firemen are talking about the Bible, or the cops and all the cops are talking about the Bible and what Jesus says and what Jesus would do. And I don't buy it. I know cops. I know firemen. I know they don't sit around talking about the Bible usually. Grace, I'm looking at you. I like that we're doing this interview. I didn't realize you were in the witness protection program.
You see how it
got right behind you, and when it got right behind you, you got dark. It's okay.
I'm going to put on the light.
Pull the curtain behind you.
All good. But so, you know, one of the things I really like in seeing a faith-based movie that you're involved with, Dan, and I guess obviously not your first faith-based movie, but in seeing that and then also realizing you're doing these movies with Don Coscarelli and Rob Zombie, and it reminds me a little bit of kind of myself in a way, in that, like, I used to do a podcast called Grindhouse Messiah, which was all about finding God in the Grindhouse movie, you know?
Oh,
And so, you know, we'd cover these really dark, fringy horror movies and talk about, like, the social and spiritual aspects in them, you know, and because to me, I find God and faith more in that stuff than I do in the stuff where it's throwing it down my throat. And like, you know, my favorite artist of all time, musician wise, is probably Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash, you know, such a life of being in one world, but also in another. You know, his faith was always important to him, but he was also, you know, obviously he lived some struggles as well. But like, I like that it wasn't about like this, I'm just going to do gospel music. I'm going to do real life what I'm about. And my gospel music and stuff is going to be naturally part of that. And that's, I like that. And so it was really cool to, you know, find out that this guy that I know through these movies I love that are not faith-based per se, although there are definitely spiritual themes in a lot of them, one of the things that draws me to horror in general. But I really like that. And it's interesting to see kind of that juxtaposition in a lot of ways. I just wanted to kind of put that out there.
Well, it's interesting, just by the way, Don Coscarelli came to our Los Angeles showings. And Rob, who's touring, asked for me to send him a copy of the movie so he could watch it. You know, I feel the greatest faith-based movie ever made is a movie called The Exorcist. Because right there's a movie that not only proclaims the reality of the faith, but the reality of the antithesis, which is the devil. And I knew an actor who was telling me once, oh yes, I'm putting all of my series money into a documentary about how stupid people believe in the devil. And I was like, oh, that's fine. And I thought, that's just what the devil would want. If I were the devil, I would want this guy making a documentary about how I don't exist. I'm not talking about the devil with the horns. I'm talking about whatever's happening in the world lately, in which people are being pushed against one another constantly. There's something at stake here that's much worse than, look at this, there's a fire on the side of the road, but there's a fire truck pulling over to put it out. But there's a, we would have stopped. I want to make this clear, but the truck behind us was pulling over to put it out.
It's like watching the movie Speed right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, here we go. Oh, right. I love Keanu Reeves and Speed. Anyway, there's something going on in the world today. People are negative, and they're being negative, and they're being jerks for no reason whatsoever because they can hide behind a computer screen, and I'm gonna just not fall for that.
I'm always going to make a movie that puts positivity forward. And even the, we just did this mob movie, this crime thriller, but it's about fatherhood, which is another thing that I write about constantly. And we wrote about in this movie, fatherhood, mentorship, being a person other people can look up to. It's not, I'm not saying mothers aren't people look up to. I'm just doing the perspective. So imagine the joy of writing that perspective with my own daughter. Pretty cool.
Well, hey, so we don't have a ton of time left on the recording here, and I have another meeting in a little bit, but that's okay, because now that I know you're in the Bethlehem area, I'm going to hassle you, and we're going to get together for coffee sometime soon, Dan. But
I would love it. We're going to be, I'd say soon, but we'll all land in Bethlehem for like 20 hours, and then we got to hit Knoebels, Justin.
Soon, relatively speaking. It might be in a few months, but we'll make it work. Don't worry.
We'll make it work. All right. Thank you, Gracie. I love you.
Wanted to end with
this. He's not done yet, Dad.
Oh, I thought he was saying he was done.
We're almost done. Don't worry. I wanted to highlight about the film real quick. Something that I thought was fun that I had a note here. So being from the greater Philadelphia area now, and between, you know, Lehigh Valley and Philly, one of the things I absolutely adore is the Always Sunny in Philadelphia television show. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah.
I could not help but think of Pepe Sylvia when she walked into the room and it had all the different things that that the old man had put together trying to figure out the crime. I was like, oh my God, it's Pepe Sylvia. And I was just thinking of Charlie Day in the middle of the room, pointing at all the different things that were connected by the strings. So I had to just put that out there. I'm glad to see that we have at least one other Sunny fan here.
Yeah. And I do think one of our set decorators definitely, I feel like they even referenced that, because I was like, it looks kind of crazy. Like, I want it to look mysterious, but I also want it to look like a little over, you know, it's an old, it almost like makes you a little uncomfortable of like, this old man's been down here putting this board together.
Good. Yeah. And I love that. And so, obviously, like I said, Dan, I'm going to talk to you more about all your other stuff. I got to talk about Agent Cody Banks, because I love those movies. I got to talk about all this other stuff that you've done. But right now, I just want to give you guys a chance, as we wrap up, where can people check out the movie? I mentioned Channel of Peace. That's where they can check out the movie, right?
Well, what they could do is always please go to achannelofpeace.org to learn about what we do and how we make these movies, which are made to a legit not-for-profit. Lucky Louie will be up more theaters around the country in the next few weeks, but it'll be out on DVD in September or October. It'll also be streaming by then. And we're hoping for some very exciting and exclusive placement. Look at this. I love America so much. We live in the greatest country on the planet. And that's why people hate us. And that's why we got to keep making movies about great Americans. So that's what they should do. And also follow us on Facebook. And all
updates on that.
Great. Awesome. So that's where we can get updates on Lucky Louie and your next project, Hail Mary, and all that kind of stuff. We can get that by following you guys on Facebook.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Of course. You guys take care. And enjoy your family get-togethers and all that stuff that's coming up.
All right. Thank you. God bless everybody and your readers. Grace, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. You know.